parts of a tree that are underground are its, you know, those things that go down under the tree that are sticking down under the ground.
I say they're unrooted under the ground.
Okay, and those things are its,
you know, that's the roots that sprung off from the tree.
Okay, and you strike a match to light a
cigarette.
Okay, or if it's, you want to put it in the stove, you got to light
a kindling to put in the stove.
Okay, and if you're out in the field somewhere working and you want to put some sticks together and make up a little heat, you might say, I believe I'll start
a fire.
And what is that soft, thick, black stuff that collects in a chimney?
Smut, black smut.
Okay, and did you start saying another word?
Yeah, I say that that's I told you first it started with a kindling,
yeah.
And that black smut was in the chimney.
Uh-huh. What about an old-fashioned kerosene lamp? Do you remember when they used to have to clean the shades out? What did they call that black stuff in there?
Well, I call that the wick.
Yeah.
Clean the barn on
the trim the wick off. Uh-huh. What about the chimney part of it? Didn't you have to, did the black stuff get in there?
Yeah, I had to wash it out.
Yeah, what did they call that black stuff?
Well, that's carbon. Black smoke.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. You ever say soot or soot?
I say soot.
Okay.
Black soot.
Okay. Let's see.
Whenever you get ready.
Okay, we say milk comes from a
cow.
Okay, how's that?
A cow.
Okay, and if you buy unpackaged material in large quantities, now you may get flour in a 5-pound bag, but you used to buy it in
10-pound bag.
Well, even way back before that, when you could just go in and he'd dip it out, it wasn't already packaged. Did you ever say in bulk?
By the pound, didn't
you? Yeah. Did you ever say in bulk? In bulk or in bulk? No. You just would say 100 pounds or 50 pounds?
50 pounds.
Okay.
You call it loose flour.
Okay. Your parents, you say, are your... this is, you want to tell them who they were, you say, this would be
my mother,
and
or my father.
Okay, or what other words might you use for them?
Well, I used to call them mom and dad.
Okay, did they call their parents, you remember?
No.
Mom and dad?
I reckon they did. I don't know what they called them, because I was,
were papa. Around.
Well, I think they could call them papa.
Okay, yeah. Okay, and robins and blue jays and sparrows are?
Birds.
And what color is this paper?
White.
Okay, and talking about your little granddaughter, you might say she's a very sweet little?
Kid.
Okay, or if you want to say that she's not a boy, you'd say she's a very
she's
sweet
a
little?
Good.
And a wagon has four?
Wheels.
Okay, and talking about your grandson, you'd say he is really a smart little
grandchild.
Okay, and if you want to mean that he's not a girl, you'd say he's a smart little
boy.
Okay, before he went fishing, he drug some what for bait? Went out and
dug for bait.
Okay, and what did he dig up?
Worms.
And the opposite of rich is? He's not a rich man, he's
a poor man.
And he's not rich, he's, don't say a man, just say he is
poor.
And you might keep some coins in a small